still we have these winds, PDS warnings, so particularly dangerous situation. Strongest gusts through this morning. We're going to get to all that, but first, this new administration and what's on the agenda today.
Hitting the ground running. Looks like we're going to get what's being described as a big infrastructure announcement today from President Trump. His press secretary out with that this morning saying she's not going to hold her first briefing today because Trump will be addressing reporters himself at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's the time that's supposed to happen. He will be meeting today with Republican congressional leaders as well, talking about the administration's legislative agenda. This is after all those executive orders. Pardoned hundreds of defendants charged in the January 6th attack.
Approximately 1,500 people. Six commutations.
Were there any cases you did not commute or pardon people?
We're looking at different things, but the commutations would be the ones that we'll take a look at.
He's also declared a national emergency at the border, laying the groundwork for a promised crackdown on immigration. Some of the executive orders definitely will face some legal pushback, including that one to end birthright citizenship. The dean at UC Berkeley Law School, Erwin Chemerinsky, says to end it, Trump would have to amend the Constitution.
Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen.
So, yeah, the ACLU's already filed a lawsuit on this one. They were ready for it. Among the other orders, one will keep TikTok open for about 75 days, trying to find a U.S. buyer and work that out to keep it open. Another declares the U.S. government recognizes only two sexes that they say are not changeable.
There are Democrats and Republicans here in California kind of taking a wait-and-see approach.
With so much to digest in the inauguration address, L.A. Democratic strategist Derry Schrago says he's holding out hope.
I'm withholding judgment because if you read the speech he just gave, there's some very, very positive notes and conciliatory notes in that thing. It may be that he'll rise to the occasion. I don't know. He could be very vengeful, or he could decide to try to become the best president in the history of this country.
Republican strategist Tim Rosales hopes President Trump cooperates with wildfire relief efforts in California.
California Republicans from the Senate Minority Leader, Assembly Minority Leader, have all asked President Trump not to tie any conditions to federal aid that may come to California.
Rosales says that includes a direct appeal from Los Angeles area State Senator Suzette Valadares. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
It's been 2 weeks since the fires broke out here in Southern California, and we still have critical fire weather conditions. Get more live right now from Porter Ranch and our John Baird.
Oh, I'll tell you what, earlier on, when the winds are still really whipping up through here, but, you know, an hour ago, 45 degrees and the wind whipping through, it was like 25 degrees, unbelievable. And yet we still have to worry about the possibility of a wildfire because we're in the last hours of this particularly dangerous situation. That's what they call it. And we'll still have red flag conditions continuing throughout the day and later on. I've talked to some fire crews and fire officials about this.
We've been very fortunate that we haven't had any large flare-ups from this wind situation right now.
Yeah, Captain Adam Van Gerpen with the L.A. City Fire Department says they have been really lucky overnight with this ongoing, never-ending fire weather. He was telling me how they kind of beefed up things.
We have our dozers are out there. We have our hand crews who are out there. And because we are still in a wind event, we are still have our crews are standing by, ready to deploy not only to a Palisades fire, but if there's a new start somewhere else, then they can be immediately dispatched to that.
And that's what they're concerned about. Again, the winds are supposed to ease up a little bit today, but more winds to come, possibly Wednesday night into Thursday. And then they were talking, I heard a hint of possibility of rain, which would then jack up, ramp up the mudslide risk. And that's something these people just don't need right now.
All right, John, thanks. Let's get the latest on these winds with the Weather Channel's meteorologist Terry Smith. Terry.
Yeah, so we're still watching it. Last time I checked, the winds were fairly benign, generally in that 10 to 20 mile an hour range. But I am seeing the higher gusts, 20 to 30 mile an hour up in some of the mountain and higher elevation areas at the moment. And it looks like the winds will be of a concern, at least high winds, including the high wind warning through the morning and into the early afternoon. The same for this particularly dangerous situation that has been issued by the National Weather Service. That lasts until 10 a.m., the high wind warning until early afternoon. And then the winds will ease up some. Again, because of that offshore flow, the breezy conditions, very low humidity, that fire danger threat will remain. But the period of concern of highest winds remains through this morning and into the early afternoon.
And so again, today, President Trump's first full day back in office. Yesterday, he signed several executive orders, including orders on immigration, promising mass deportations, even in sanctuary states like this one. Huntington Beach, there's a move to declare that they are a non-sanctuary city. We're live now with Huntington Beach Mayor Pat Burns.
Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this just for show? I mean, what are you trying to accomplish here?
Well, it's just to say that we're not going to take out a kind of the chain, a link out of the chain of our law enforcement for our city. Our citizens deserve full force of our law enforcement at every level. I was a policeman for 30 years in Long Beach, and especially when I worked narcotics, many times I had to depend on the cooperation of other agencies, whether it be state, county, federal, postal inspectors. I mean, there's all kinds of different law enforcement. And for us to take out a very critical one, such as, you know, the immigration level, is taking out a very important piece of that law enforcement that our city deserves.
What does it do functionally, though, that's different from what can already occur? Because even with sanctuary laws, there still can be cooperation with immigration when we're dealing with somebody who's done a serious crime.
Yeah. And this makes sure that some politicians or something don't get too involved at the state level telling us what we can and can't do. I think it's an illegal order myself. And I kind of have a problem with some of the, I'm not a big fan of Newsom and what they do. And for them to give an order, something like that, I think is inappropriate.
So is this just really poking the bear because you have a problem with Governor Newsom? I mean, there's what you think and what you would like to happen. I mean, and then there's what you can get done. So is this just poking the bear?
No, it's making sure that our citizens have every aspect of the law enforcement that's made to protect them. And I want our city as safe as possible. That's our primary function in public safety. I mean, as a city council member, and I think that we need every aspect we can, and I just want to make sure we have that.
So give me an example of what every aspect would mean in practice.
Well, if we have somebody in custody that's illegal to some extent, you know, whatever reason. I think that if for some reason he needs to be released, there's more investigation needed or anything, and ICE is requesting that he be detained for until they get the chance to pick him up, I think we should cooperate with their efforts too to do their job in our interest, our better interest. And I don't think we should be releasing them and hoping ICE can find them later.
How far in support of what the new president has talked about are you? I mean, do you welcome ICE raids, mass deportations?
That's up to them. That's not my goal. I can't imagine that if it's deportation of criminals, known criminals, yeah, I support that wholeheartedly. I don't think we should be housing, supporting, you know, the way some of these California laws are forming, that we give them phones, we give them health care, we give them housing, we give them food, we completely support them. And some of these are righteous criminals that aren't supposed to be here, and they're creating crime against our citizens. Well, why would we support that? That's not in the better interest of our society. And definitely not Huntington Beach. So if we can do something to help the feds to enforce their laws, I say we do it.
Huntington Beach and Mayor Pat Burns there. Mayor, thanks.
Maker Costco runs now because workers are threatening a strike, and Wegovy and Ozempic may have more health benefits than just, well, weight loss and some other things. We'll tell you about it as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Palisades fire 63% contained now. Some people got to go back. They were escorted in to look at their homes. Pete Demetrio was with them.
Most of the homes in some sections of the Palisades Highlands survived with little or no damage. Megan was one of the lucky ones on Calle de Madrid. But as she toured the area, her heart went out to those who were not so lucky.
I was relieved to see some familiar streets that felt like what we consider home. and the seeming randomness of what burned, you know, whole streets that are okay, and then one of our best friend's mom's house in the middle of that burned down, but nothing else. And it's that, it's the community that's gone, and that's the hardest part more than the structures.
Getting back to normal, of sharing stories about things that made their lives happy, about their children and their schools, that's going to take a while to happen. In the case of some people who cannot rebuild, they will be missed. In the Palisades Highlands, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
More evidence that some evacuation orders were delayed when the deadly Eaton and Palisades fires broke out a couple of weeks ago today. Now an investigation by the LA Times has found that neighborhoods on the west side of Altadena did not get electronic evacuation orders until several hours after the fire broke out on the east side of town. And by then, they say embers were raining down on their homes. And we told you yesterday that a separate investigation by the Associated Press found that the electronic evacuation orders went out to parts of the Palisades fire zone about 40 minutes after some of the homes there were already burning. Officials have vowed to conduct a full review of their actions during the fire. Again, we're going to hear from the mayor around 8 o'clock this morning, an update from the mayor and perhaps some fire officials. The Eaton fire, we understand now, is 89% contained. Palisades fire this morning, 63% contained.
People will need help from the federal government. Will differences get in the way? Here's Larry Perel.
Governor Newsom has been at odds with President Trump since Trump first took office, and now since the fires, there's a fork in the road. Dan Walters is a political analyst with Cal Matters. He says getting the money for the state could depend on whether Newsom's willing to play nice going forward.
Yeah, but Newsom's got to decide what he wants to, how he wants to deal with Trump, either as a foe or as somebody that he's helping correct. Now, that's a hard thing for Gavin Newsom to do, to bend the knee, kiss the ring, or do whatever necessary to do.
Walters says Newsom, who released a statement yesterday saying, in part, this moment underscores the critical need for partnership, a shared commitment to fact, and mutual respect, has everything to lose. If he continues his contentious relationship with Trump, it could bolster Newsom's chances as an anti-Trump candidate for a run in 2028. But it could also hurt his legacy for the state if the federal aid Newsom needs for California doesn't come through. I'm Larry Perel, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Thousands of Costco workers across the country could go on strike by the end of the month.
85% of the unionized workers voted to authorize a strike unless they get a fair deal on wages and benefits. Their contract expires January 31st. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien calls Costco's executives greedy and says they have to do the right thing. Last week, hundreds of Costco Teamsters nationwide held practice pickets.
That is CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace.
New administration in D.C. How's that going to impact your vacations, huh? Federal Trade Commission had proposed some new rules about junk fees. Department of Transportation had their own kind of a bill of rights for passengers if your flight gets delayed or canceled, but they're not in effect yet. So what's going to happen moving forward? KNX News travel editor Peter Greenberg is with us.
Hi, Peter. So let's get Mike's question answered right off the top. How is all this change going to impact our vacations?
Well, let's first look at the rules that apply here. Earlier last year, the FTC proposed a whole new set of rules on junk fees, forcing hotels and resorts to prominently display all fees that you would be likely to pay in the same location, style, and font as they display what your room rates might be. But keep in mind, under the federal laws and protocols and the Federal Register, once you propose new rules, there's anywhere from a 60 to 120 day period for people to comment on them before they become part of the Federal Register. Well, guess what? We're not at that point yet. So the Trump administration has taken office before that period of time has expired. The same thing applies to what happened with the DOT. Their rules on your rights and benefits, including compensation, if your flight domestically or internationally is delayed or canceled. So we're hoping that this will transcend politics. When flights are delayed, it affects both Republicans and Democrats. We saw some evidence of that in hearings at the Senate about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where both Republicans and Democrat senators were grilling an executive from Spirit Airlines on why they were incentivizing their agents to give them a $10 bonus every time they made you check a bag and charged you for it. And that angered both sides of the aisle. So hopefully, when it comes to traveler rights and protections, that will survive.
And do you have predictions that it will or it won't? I mean, how are you feeling about some of this stuff?
Well, I think both of those will survive. However, there's a bigger issue here. We go back to 2022 and that famous meltdown at Southwest Airlines. And at that point, the US DOT promised us a full and comprehensive bill of rights for passengers. We never saw that. in the Biden administration. I don't think we're going to see that very soon in the Trump administration.
There's something else that just happened, I don't know, maybe a week ago, and then maybe it's going to happen more into Europe, right? This is the new kind of, the passport isn't the only thing you need to get into the UK anymore. You got to pay the $10 for the visa, right? That's in effect for the UK, and then we're going to have to do it with Europe, too, from here to there. Take me through some of that.
Yes, that's already in effect. It's an ETA, an electronic travel authorization. You have to book it 3 days before you actually book your airline ticket, so you have that ETA number to put on your ticket reservation. That's about $13, 10 UK pounds. That's in effect as of now. What hasn't gone into effect yet, it was supposed to go into effect in April, we're waiting to see, is what they call the ETIAS, and that's for the other countries of the European Union, and that'll cost you about $10. Again, you're going to have to do it before you ever buy your ticket.
So I'm going to have to remember. They're not going to remind me at the online, you know, portal to buy my ticket, because I've got to do it before I buy my ticket.
Yes, because it takes about 72 hours, or I should say up to 72 hours, to get that authorization, and you need it before you buy your ticket. If you show up at the counter or the gate without it, you're not getting on the plane. So I'll be the one to remind you.
Okay? Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yes. Text me before I go. All right. Peter Greenberg, our KNX News travel editor. We got a fire downtown L.A. Next to a commercial building. Looks like a couple cars, maybe even a boat.
Yeah, this is KK Flooring is the building there. It's downtown Los Angeles on Paloma Street, not too far from Central and the 10. So that's where you're seeing this thick black smoke that is coming up. Not only a couple of cars, but looks like maybe a food truck. And you've got a big rig that's very nearby. And the firefighters sort of spraying water from a distance trying to get this thing out. But it is putting up a lot of black smoke.